Good morning and greetings in the name of Jesus. This is the 25th day of the month, and it's actually Memorial Day this morning. And as we consider, there's many things, I guess, as far as Memorial Day is concerned, but memorial, it is a memorial. And it's remembering those, the real meaning behind the day, the holiday, is that to remember the fallen heroes of the country, those who have given their lives in service to the country. I'm not here promoting the day of memorial in that way. However, I do believe that those men who have given their lives for the country have a special place. And even though I do not support joining the country in such a way as to serve in the armies of the country, of the USA, which is where we're in. But I do believe that we are to join the ranks of the army of God. And all of us that are Christians, how can I say this? Christians, real Christians, are engaged in warfare. Real Christians are engaged in warfare. And what is that warfare? That warfare is against the devil. We are set, as it were, two armies. And we are set. We are in the Lord's army. If we're true Christians, we're in the Lord's army. And the devil is, and his army is against us. And we're two opposing forces. So, which army are you in? Maybe that's a good question to ask yourself. Which army are you in? Are you on the Lord's side? I believe it is in Joshua. Joshua met, and I'm not sure if it's Joshua or not. I did not study this out this morning. But this man of God met someone, or actually he met an angel, and he said, on whose side are you? And, or are you on the Lord's side? And of course the angel said, and again, I did not study this recently, so I don't have the words exactly, but the angel said, I am the angel of the Lord, and I am on the Lord's side. So it's important that as we meet people, especially in today's age, you know, we have people out there with all kinds of ideas that sound good. So it's important that we ask, are you on the Lord's side? No, maybe that's not the right way to say it, because many of those people, if you would ask that question in that way, they would say, yes, I am on the Lord's side. But really, we need to maybe not ask the question, but we need to consider their life. We need to ask other questions that would reveal their inner motives to us. And if their inner motives are not after the Lord, if they don't have a passion after Lord Jesus Christ and the centrality of Jesus Christ, if they don't have the centrality of Jesus Christ in their lives, then really they're not on the Lord's side. You know, if it's a following after the law or any number of different things that distract from the Lord Jesus Christ, then they are not on the Lord's side. But anyway, that's not, this morning, that is not what the, I'm being kind of torn here. Originally, yesterday, I started with the end of the world messages, and this morning, God laid something else on my heart. And then as I got started this morning, it seemed like Memorial Day, and I can't go through Memorial Day without speaking a little bit about that. So, but what really God laid on my heart this morning was that in Mark, let me just turn to Mark 6, and if I could get there quickly here. Okay, and Mark 6, let's consider in the, somewhere around 35, maybe 36, it starts about the three loaves, no, the five loaves and three and two fishes. Five loaves and two fishes. It starts there in verse 41. When he had taken the five loaves and two fishes, he looked up into heaven and blessed and broke the loaves. I'm not going to go into that miracle there very much, but the thing that I want to talk about is after the miracle, the miracle of the five loaves and two fishes. It says in verse 45, this is where I want to start now. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. Okay, Jesus was alone here, and the disciples went out to sea. And I believe this was the Sea of Galilee, and the Sea of Galilee was known, is, I guess, known for the quick storms. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and he would have passed them by. I believe that the disciples were in grave trouble here. It was windy, and they were out there in the middle of the sea, and I believe they were in a very real danger, as far as the sea is concerned. I believe they were maybe even taking on some water and into the boat, and it was boisterous. I believe the wind was boisterous, and it says that like I said, they were in deep trouble here. They were in deep trouble. It says in verse 48, and he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. About the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon what? Walking upon their trouble. It was the sea that was troubling them. It says here in the Bible that Jesus came walking upon the sea and would have passed by them. You know, how many times are we in trouble? And we use our own efforts and we row harder. We just try to get out of this trouble. But Jesus came walking on their trouble. And then in verse 50 it says, for they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them and said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And, here Jesus comes into the midst and comes walking under trouble, and he said, yeah, it's I, don't be afraid. And then he he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. You know, immediately, with Jesus in their midst, we can think of this as today, when we call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in trouble. We're in grave trouble, and maybe you're in this deep trouble, and your conscience is bothering you for the first time. And Jesus is calling you and saying, "You're in trouble." He realizes that you're in trouble, but he's right there. And all you need to do is allow him to come into your boat and take control. You understand? Jesus comes walking on our trouble. Whatever is troubling you, Jesus can walk on that trouble without sinking. And if you allow him to, he will come into your boat and calm your trouble. Does that make sense? And it says here in verse 51, he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. You see, when Jesus was with them, everything was peace and calm. And I was also going to read in Matthew 11:28. Here it says that Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, the disciples were experiencing, they were heavily laden. They were working hard trying to get out of their trouble. But what happened to the disciples when Jesus came into their midst? They experienced peace and rest as they surrendered to the Lord Jesus. They gave up their toil, and they just, I don't know, I guess I would just imagine that they were so awed by Jesus coming into their midst and the sea and their trouble ceasing that they just bow down and worship the Lord Jesus. So that's my message for you today. And may God bless you and strengthen you, touch you. And please, please consider allowing the Lord Jesus into your boat. Can't you see Jesus Christ walking on your trouble? He's there, and he wants to come into your boat. He wants to calm the sea for you. Yes, he does. He wants to. Will you allow him into your boat? Will you allow him into your life and say, "Lord Jesus, come. Come. I know you can help me." And then surrender every part of your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will make it beautiful. He will give you peace and rest. And your life can be changed by the power of Jesus Christ. Okay, God bless you, and maybe tomorrow we'll go back into the message that the Lord laid on my heart for this week about the end of the world. God bless you till we meet again.